Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Father, we bless you for your word. We thank you that your word is life, it is truth, it is revelation, that your word comes with power and with demonstration. And today we thank you for ministering revelation to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you this morning about the promised land. Somebody's, thank you for your enthusiasm. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the promised land. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to read from verse 1. We read the first 10 verses. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware of all that our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. And let us not tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Hallelujah. Notice that all these things, the Bible says, happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition. And then we read in Deuteronomy 8, verse 7, it says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, of springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of figs, vines, and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. Somebody say hallelujah. In which you will lack nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. A land whose stones are iron, and of out of whose hills you can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible's very clear that these things were examples to us. They were a type, a shadow of the true that is to come. And we notice how God brought Israel out of Egypt, and he brought them into the promised land. Now, what is the type of Egypt? It is the type of the world. Thank God we come out of the world. Hallelujah. We've been delivered from Egypt, from the world system, from the powers of this world. They came out of Egypt, and it's very clear that it speaks of you and I. We are born again. Hallelujah. We've come out of darkness. We come out of Egypt. I'm no longer of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Hallelujah. I might be in South Africa, but I live in a different kingdom. Somebody say amen. And they were baptized. Of course, it speaks of baptized into Moses, speaks of our baptism as we came through. It's a type of that. And then they came into the promised land. Hallelujah. And the promised land is what God has prepared for his servants. Now you say, Pastor Johnny, that means we must buy a plane ticket right away. Let's all go to the promised land. Let's go to Israel. Hallelujah. But it's a type. Amen. The real is the life that we have in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I'm out of the old and I'm into the new. We have entered Canaan land. Amen. And it's very clear that Canaan land does not speak about heaven. It speaks about the land of promise. It speaks about the blessing that God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. It speaks of the new land that God has prepared for us. We have entered Canaan land. We have come to the place that God has prepared. And I want you to know today that you are in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom of promise. Hallelujah. You're an heir of salvation. You're a joint heir in Christ Jesus of every good thing that God has promised. They are yours. Somebody say amen. Every promise in this book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Hallelujah. That's what God has prepared for those who love him. Listen, Canaan land is a good land. The promised land is a good land. Amen. God didn't say, follow me and I'll make you poor. God says, follow me, I'll bless you. Amen. God says, you walk in my ways, I will promote you. I will bless you. I will cause the heavens to be opened over you. Amen. I will bless the fruits of your labors. Amen. And so Canaan land is a good land. It's the promised land. It's what God has prepared for those who love him. They came into a good land. Everybody say, it's a good land. Amen. And you know what? When you come into that good land, it's a land of promise. It's a land where you don't walk by sight, but what you see, or what you hear, or what you feel. It's a land in which you walk by faith. Hallelujah. And you receive everything that God has prepared for you. The Bible says they came into the land. And when they came into the land had fruit. Hallelujah. So much that two men had to carry one cluster of grapes and pomegranates and all other fruits. A land flowing with milk and honey. Everybody say, I'm in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Now, my wife constantly tells me that if I want to lose weight, I must stop drinking the milk. Amen. But I have a fridge flowing with milk. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's a land that God has prepared for those who love him. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say God loves me. Amen. He's speaking about the promised land. And if we think about the promised land, it's not the physical land. You don't have to go to Israel to live in the promised land. You have to enter the promises in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The things that he has prepared for you and I. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Everybody say, the land flowing with milk and honey is my promised land. Is what God has promised me. You see, I've learned that you have to put your name there. Amen. It's one thing to believe that the elders are blessed, that the pastors are blessed. It's another thing when you start realizing you are blessed. This is my land. This is my place. Amen. And we take possession of what God has given up on us. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. You know what God said to Israel? He said, when you enter the land that I promised, when you enter Canaan land, you will live like heaven on earth. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means the glory is ours. The presence is ours. The power of God is ours. Hallelujah. And he says you will have days as heaven on earth. I want to read for you Deuteronomy 11:21. That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Like the days of heaven upon earth. I like those days. Like the days of heaven on earth. Everybody say, God has promised me Canaan land like the days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. He says he'll promise that to us. And, you know, we need to be like Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up once and possess this land. Amen. You know, I've learned the longer you leave it, it's up to you when you start walking in it. Amen. It's up to you. Some people say, well, how long, Lord? The Lord says, how long am I waiting on you? Where's the word? The word is in your heart. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. And if you will believe, you can walk in it. Somebody say amen. But you and I need to be like Joshua and Caleb, who says, I see the promised land. I see what God has promised me. Let us go up at once and possess this land. Amen. Let us not wait for tomorrow. Let us not wait for next week. Let us grab a hold of it at once. Amen. Let's get out of this waiting for tomorrow story. Amen. You know, this, well, tomorrow's another day, Pastor. Maybe God will do it next year. No. He's already done it. Hallelujah. And you and I can live in that. The Bible says Caleb quieted the people when they started complaining. Hallelujah. You know who are the people who can't see the blessings of God? The complaints department. Have you ever walked into a complaints department? You go there and you go into the department there and in game where all the complainers sit. Have you noticed that when you walk in there, nobody's happy? Amen. The complaints department has only got long faces. Amen. Nobody's happy. Everybody's complaining. I'm not in the complaints department. I'm in the blessings department. I'm in the promises of my God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's something that makes me sad. I put it aside. I think about what's good and pure and holy and just and right, what's trustworthy, what's wonderful. I set my mind on things like that. Hallelujah. Because God has given us a good destination. Listen, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, He brought them out with a destiny in mind. Tell your neighbor, you're going places, man. Amen. He didn't just bring them out to bring them out. Amen. He brought them out to take them in. I've been brought out, and thank God I'm going in. Amen. I'm not staying where I am. I'm not staying where I was. He brought them out to take them in. He didn't bring them out to take them back again. Amen. You see, it takes courage to walk in this land. It's a land which you walk by faith. Amen. You don't want to turn back to where you were. Listen, I've come too far to turn back. I've burned my bridges behind me. I've made my testimony clear. Hallelujah. I bragged so much on my God that I'll be ashamed to turn back. Amen. You know what I learned in my workplace? I brag about my God. I tell about how big He is. I declare that there's victory in His holy name. And then when trouble comes, I better stay with my testimony. Amen. How many of you have had times when trouble comes and you're too ashamed to tell people that you're in trouble? Amen. So you don't go there. You fake it till you make it. Hallelujah. You walk the talk. Amen. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to talk the talk. But when the chips get down, you start walking the talk. You start walking it out. You start waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. You start pressing into what God has prepared for you. Amen. Come on. God didn't just bring us out. He's taking us in. Somebody say He's taking me in. I'm renewing my mind. I'm changing my confession. Amen. I'm changing my vision. I've got a heavenly vision. And that's a problem. Sometimes our vision is too small. Amen. I remember Pastor Fred always used to say, the vision doesn't scare you. I doubt it's God. Amen. Man, I love it when Sister Nelly came up here and said, I'm tired of this little church. I said, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory. Glory. God is taking us places. God is doing something great. Listen, our eyes on the harvest. There's 80,000 people on the bluff. They need to be in church. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not going to sit idly by and let people do what they're... We're going to arrest them in the name of Jesus. We're going to bring them into the kingdom. Amen. I can feel in my spirit it's time to start building a 3,000-seater. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God's taking you someplace today. Listen, it's good to be free. It's good to be out. But I don't want to just be out. I want to step in. I want to live in what God has prepared for those who love Him. Amen. That's wonderful to see other people blessed, but I also want some. Amen. The worst thing, go to a party and people are having Lindt chocolate. But you banting. I want some of that. Amen. Hallelujah. When I see you got a new car, I want some of that. When I see you got a new house, I want some of that. When I see you winning your whole family for Jesus, I want some of that. When I see your family blessed, I want some of that. Amen. When I see you joyful, I want some of that. I'm going in. Somebody say, I'm going in. I'm going into the promised land. I'm taking a hold of what God's given me. I must renew my mind. I must change my confession. I must set my vision. Hallelujah. I must set the atmosphere around me and believe my God that the promise is yes. Listen, my destination is Canaan land. Amen. It's a good land. Tell your neighbor, it's a good land. You know, Christians who won't change their confession, they live in the bad land. They're still in the bad lands. You say, well, I'll start rejoicing when I have it. No, rejoice, then you'll have it. Amen. Amen. Step in by faith. Be who God called you to be. The promise of Christianity is Canaan land, a land of milk and honey, a land as the days of heaven upon earth. Glory to God. Ah, oh, yeah, you'll have a little bit of trouble, but who cares? You'll have victories, amen. Amen. I want to say to some of you got a bit of trouble, stay with your faith, man. Stick with your confession, hallelujah. Bring God in on the scene. Amen. God will look after you. What is the promised land? It's the land of promise. What is the promised land? It's the land of promise. You must familiarize yourself with the promised land. For Israel to go into the promised land, they had to send 12 spies. Go and check out the promised land. Amen. You must get 12 spies and check out the promised land. Oh, I see the promise. Hey, I see the promise. Whoa, I see the promise. Tell your neighbor, check out the promised land, man. Get your spies out there. Go and walk the length and the breadth of it. Go and confess it and just go meditate. I see the promise. I see the big things of God. I see it. When you see it, you say, I'm well able. You're well able. Listen, God has given you a measure of faith. He's given you everything you need to possess the promise. Somebody say, amen. So that your days can be like the days of heaven on earth. Glory to God. It's a land of promise. Listen, the promise of God, you know where they are. When the spies came out of Egypt. They came back from Canaan land. They came back carrying grapes, carrying all kinds of things. He says, where did you get that? They said, we got it in the promised land. Where did you get it? Well, we know exactly where it is. Follow us. We'll show you. Go over that valley. Then you head due east. And when you come to that mountain, you turn, see there, that's where you'll find the grapes. Tell your neighbor, the promises are sure. They're real. There's an actual place where they are. He said, where did you get that? Well, we're not sure. It just fell out of the sky. No, it's a sure place. It's a real place. It's a place of yes and amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 1:19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it was yes. Tell your neighbor, the promise is sure. It's in him. It's yes. It's not maybe. It's not wherever. Maybe you'll find it when you go to Pastor Johnny's church. Maybe if you go to T.D. Jakes. Or perhaps you need to go down to the river. No. Where's the promise? It's a sure place. It's in him. And I'm in him. Tell your neighbor, I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. Every promise in him is yes. He said, our words was not yes and no. But in him it's yes. Verse 20, for all the promises of God in him, all are. All the promises of God in him are. Yes. I'm in a place of yes. Somebody say, I'm in a place of yes. And amen. To the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. We know where the grapes are. We've been there. We know where the fig trees are. We walked the land. We saw where the rivers are. We saw where the pomegranates are. We know where the healings are. Hey, we've been to the promised land. And we see, we know where the prosperity is. Is there a place? Yeah, we know where the favor is. Yeah, we know. We know where the promotions are. Hallelujah. You know, yes, as an address, I've got a GPS coordinate. In fact, I'll drop a WhatsApp pin for you there. Hallelujah. Because I've been there. I've been there. I said, I've been there. How many of you been in a miracle situation in your lives? I've been there. I dropped a WhatsApp pin. Hallelujah. I've been in that place. It has an address. It's a sure place. Where will I find a miracle? I know exactly where it is. Amen. Where is it? It's in him. Someone say, can you take us there? Can you show us where this place is? Tell me, are there any grapes there? Yes, there's grapes. Clusters that two men have to carry. Can you tell us, is there promotions there? Oh, yes, yes, there's promotions there. You go down there, you go past the book of Ecclesiastes. Then you take a left and you head due south till you hit the Valley of Psalms. Then you get to Psalms 3, longitude, and 3 minutes latitude. And on that point, you drop your pin and you will find the promise. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're the glory and the lifter up of my head. Promotion comes from the Lord. I know the place. Someone said, Pastor, is there a deliverance there? Oh, I know the coordinates. 2 Samuel 22:20. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I know exactly where that promise is. Amen. Some will say, I know exactly where that promise is. Listen, the thing that God was saying to me is his promises are sure. They're exactly where he said they would be. Tell you no, but they're exactly where he said they would be. They've got coordinates. Hallelujah. But you and I need to go dwell in that coordinates in the land of promise. Hallelujah. And possess that thing. You see, even though it was theirs, they had to possess it. Somebody say, brought me out to take me in. And I'm going in. Hallelujah. God wants to make you a front runner. God wants to make you a forerunner. God wants to put a battle axe in your hand and you go and cut down the powers of darkness and cut down what God has prepared for you and take possession of it. That's a sure place. Someone say, oh, you've been to that place, Pastor Johnny. Tell me, is there any favor there? Oh, I've been there. I know exactly where it is. It's right there in Proverbs 8:35. Whosoever finds me finds life and obtains favor. Hallelujah. Listen, the confessions of God, the word of God is yes and it's amen. And it's a sure thing. Tell your neighbor it's a sure thing. Hallelujah. Is there joy there? Yes, there's joy. I know there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Is there prosperity? Yeah, I know exactly where prosperity is. Have you searched out your land? Have you located the coordinates of the blessing? And once you get them, what do? You possess them. How you possess them? Jesus said, Mark 11, what does he say? Whatsoever things you say, believe, you receive them, and you shall have them. You know, the first supernatural manifestation of the power of God is the confession of your mouth. Oh, my Lord, that's a big saying. That's a huge statement. Everybody say with me, the first supernatural manifestation of the miracle power of God is the word of my mouth. Mosabakara mahantabai. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He's prepared for us a land of milk and honey. Amen. If you need a miracle, put your pin. Find the location. Set yourself in the location and make your confession. Hallelujah. What do? You're bringing the heavenly blessings to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And as you do, you start possessing what God has promised. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, a person once said to me, oh, I don't believe God wants everybody rich. I said, give me the scripture. Find the scripture. God also makes some people sick. I said, give me the scripture. I can't find any of those in the promised land. I can't find any of those in him. Because in him, everybody say, in him, every promise is yes. It's amen. It's confirmed. It's settled. It's a sure thing. I know the place. I know exactly where it is. It's in him, in my confession. If I believe and I say what I believe with my mouth, I shall have what I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say, I feel so sorry for you. You're having such a hard time. The worst thing is to join somebody's pity party. Amen. Oh, I know it's so hard for you. It's not hard for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I've already received the answer. I've already located my place in him. Amen. So even though out there things might be going bad, I know that promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that I'm blessed. I know the righteous shall eat the fruit of their labors. Hallelujah. I know double doors of opportunity are ahead of me. Amen. I know that with my God I shall do valiantly. I know, my God. I know the time. I know the place of my miracle. Somebody say amen. God's called you to the promised land. Everybody say, I've been called into the promised land. I walk the promised land. God said to Abraham, walk it, man. Walk its length. Walk its width. Walk the thing. Check it out. Amen. Stand the place that God's given you. And if the enemy comes against you, fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm in the right place. Say, so, oh, Pastor John, if I know, I can find the right place. You got the right place. The right place is in Him. Because in Him, every promise is yes and amen. Come on, lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. The promise is mine. It's yes, it's amen. It's not yes or no. It's yes, and it's in Christ Jesus. I thank you today. I know the time. I know the place. I know the location of my victory. It's right here in your promise. I thank you today that I'm a possessor of the heavenly blessing. The promises of my God are yes and are amen. This day, the miracle working power of God is on my life. I lay hands on the sick, they recover. I cast out devils by the word of my mouth. Hallelujah. I pray and I receive miracles in Jesus' name. See, too often we've been trying to find the place where miracles are. The place is in Him. But I say, I'm in the right place. I'm in the right place. I'm in the right location. Right here where I am, in Jesus is victory. So we say, I'm in the right place. I'm in the promised land. All Jesus has given me is yes, it's amen. Come on, some of you need to just say, it's yes, it's amen. Come on, something in your spirit is grabbing a hold of a miracle right now. Say, it's yes and it's amen for me. Hallelujah. And I walk in that promise, not considering what I see with my eyes, not considering what I hear with my ears. I'm the place of abundance. I'm the place that God has prepared for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. And I'm more than a conqueror. I overcome today. Come on, just lift your hands. There's a mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost here today. I thank you, Spirit of God, for your anointing. I thank you to the Spirit of promise. I thank you that you're the guarantor of the heavenly blessing. I thank you that you are the one that manifests Christ in each and every life. And in each and every situation, I declare victory today. I declare breakthrough today. I declare the power of God be made manifest. Marriages restored. Children restored, homes saved, hallelujah, families brought to Christ. I thank you, Lord, this is my place of healing, it's my place of blessing today, in the mighty name of Jesus. That, oh man, I just sense a healing anointing flooding this place for each and every one of you. I know the place that God has prepared for me, a place of healing, a place of deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost on you. I break every yoke. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. And we confirm the promise is yes. Hallelujah. Now just start saying with your mouth what you believe God has given you. Just declare that promise of God. Set your position in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I plant my vineyards. I dig my wells. My cup overruns. The oil of gladness is mine. The promises of God that is yes and amen. You anoint your servants and nothing can stand before us. I thank you, Father, for enlarging the footsteps of your saints. David says, He enlarges my footsteps under me. I see God enlarging your footsteps, releasing vision to you. And Lord, even some of you, He's going to He's going to reveal things to you that's a big step. But when you take that, that's the step of God. It's an enlarged footstep. It's a new thing that God's going to do and open before you in the name of Jesus. Some of you are receiving great boldness right now. Boldness. Boldness to be a witness. Boldness. Boldness to reach out. Boldness to make Christ known. Boldness in the Holy Ghost. Shebra sekera darabana rabaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shebra sekera bona bare kesi anton darabaya. This week, in Jesus' name, I declare the promise is yes. It's amen. We confirm it. We set the seal of the Spirit of God on your life. I thank you, Lord, your people break out on the left and break out on the right. They will prosper and increase. Hallelujah. They'll expand, my God, and declare your greatness and your glory. I bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know what I see the Holy Ghost saying to me? Some of you here that struggling with an illness, you need to this week go lay hands on somebody and release the anointing of healing. Sometimes the very thing that's holding you back is the very thing that God has anointed you to break out with. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, just lift your hands and thank Him today. Spirit of God, thank you that you open opportunities for us to lay hands on the sick. That you open opportunities, Father, for us to bring blessing, to bring breakthrough, to bring deliverance. Opportunities, my God, to reach out with the love of God. And this anointing shall break every yoke and cancel every assignment. And God says, as you do to others, shall I not multiply it back on you, says the Lord. Shabra sekera bonamaya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the glory of God. That's the glory, that's the glory. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Shabra sekera dabando gobonera banamaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. I sense the glory, the anointing of God abiding with you today and confirming His word and His promise. It will no longer be backwards and forwards, one step forward, two steps backwards, but it will be yes. It'll be amen, a sure thing that God has prepared for those who love Him. I bless each and every one today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now for the biggest miracle on the face of the earth. You've come here today and said, Pastor Johnny, I do not know Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I need Jesus. I come in here today and my heart is far from God, but pray for me. I want to make right with Him. Listen, the salvation of your soul is the biggest miracle on the face of the earth. What God has prepared and paid the great price for is for your soul. And if you will confess and believe on Jesus as risen from the dead, you shall be saved. You're here today and the presence of God is resting on you. He's drawing you right now. He's calling you by name. Say, Pastor Johnny, I need Jesus. Can you pray for me? I want to make right with God. I don't want to leave this place the way I came. If that is you, I want to pray for you all over this place. Say, that's me, Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I need Jesus. I want to make right with Him today. Here I am, Lord. I'm giving you my life. If that is you, lift your hand all over this place. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. All over this place, to the front, on my right. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else there at the back? You say, here I am, Pastor Johnny. I want to make right with God. Thank you there in the middle. On my left. You say, I'm here, Pastor Johnny, and I so desperately want to make right with God. Some of you are here today and you're backslid and your heart's not right. You say, Pastor Johnny, I want to make right with God. Pray for me. I want to come back. I don't want to live in a backslidden state anymore. If that is you, I want you to lift your hand as well. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, thank you for these hands that have raised. If you've raised your hand, I want you to lift it again. I'm going to pray for you. Father, as these hands are raised, they're responding to you. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that speaks for them of better things. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I bind every blindness. I bind every hard heart. And I thank you now for the release of your precious anointing. I thank you for touching and drawing them, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I bless those who got their hands raised right now in the name of Jesus. Now, those who got your hands raised, I want to do another thing quickly. Stand wherever you are. You got your hands raised. Stand wherever you are. Don't just put your hands down. Don't stay in your seats. Stand wherever you are. On my right, at the back, here on my left, there in the front, all over the place. Just stand where you are. Respond and say, yes, I'm taking it a next step. You say, why are you doing this, Pastor Johnny? Because this is your first time making a public declaration for Jesus. And it's the most glorious thing that you can ever do in your life. It's become a Christian. Hallelujah. Now, those of you standing, I want to quickly come and join me in the front. If there's others who raise your hand, you want to come, you can come as well. All over this place, come. Saints, let's thank God for these lives.
I surrender.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I surrender. All to be my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
I surrender all. It's not too late. If you feel that you want a relationship with Jesus, just come to the front. He's a wonderful God to know. He's an awesome God. He loves you so much. He doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want to share you. And this is one way of going to that land of milk and honey, by knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The three of you standing in the front of you, just raise your hands in surrender to the Lord. Amen. And I'd like you just to repeat after me. And when you say this, say it from your heart. This is a very, very, very special time. This is the greatest miracle on earth, is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Just repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sins. I know you died on the cross for my sins and my iniquities. I know that on the third day, that you were raised up by the Holy Spirit to sit at the Father's right hand side. And Lord, we were raised up with you. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. And we say, Lord, that we will continue to praise and worship you for the rest of our days, Lord. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the cross that will always remind us that we serve a living, talking, healing, miracle-working God. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these souls, Lord. Whew. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would guide them and lead them and teach them, Lord. We thank you for the softening of their hearts today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, use them for your kingdom. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory in Jesus' mighty, mighty.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.